听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Jack and Pam both have nephews. They make up stories to tell them. Jack's stories have machines that dig in them. Pam's stories have animals and usually include one dragon. Her nephew is often the main character, too. Jack has to babysit his nephew tonight. Now he has new ideas for stories.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andrea. The title of today's lesson is Tell Me a Story. Well, I want to tell you about today's key words. One of our key words is machine. A machine is something that you use. A machine helps you do something. Machines usually make what you have to do easier. For example, a computer is a machine. Computers have made our lives a lot easier. A car is a machine. A car helps you get from place to place. Jack's stories have machines that dig in them. Dig is also a keyword. It is a verb. A machine can dig things. Or you can also dig. For example, if you are in the sand at the beach, maybe you dig some sand. You make a hole in the sand. Pam's stories have animals and usually include one dragon. Ooh, a dragon. That's a key word. A dragon is an animal. You often read about dragons in stories. A dragon is very big. Some dragons can fly. Some dragons have fire that comes out of their mouth. There are friendly dragons, and then there are dragons that might also scare you. Main is another key word. A main character in a story. Now, the main thing is the most important, or one of the most important. So a main character is a person in the story who is most important, or a person who has a lot to do with that story. Another key word is babysit. Jack has to babysit his nephew tonight. When you babysit a child, you take care of that child. Now we say babysit, but you can also babysit someone who is bigger than a baby, who is a child. Well, let's go to the mall. Our friends have more stories to share.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, as always, to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. My name is Tom, and yes, I know I am still wearing green. Even though St. Patrick's Day was yesterday, I am still celebrating this Irish holiday. You know, the Irish like to tell stories. Do you like stories? I like stories. What kind of stories do you like? Do you like stories about dragons? Well, today you will find out what a dragon is. Something else you will find out is the answer to today's Find It question. What is the question? What does Jack's nephew like better? Here it is again. What does Jack's nephew like better? Friends, I know that you can find it. Right now, let's go and learn more with the information lady.
Hello, 欢迎来到 Information Desk. 我是 Christina. 听说 Jack 今天下班后需要回家当他侄子的临时保姆，所以他去了 Pam 的书店，因为他的侄子喜欢听故事。Let's learn some key words. Babysit, 当临时保姆 babysit. I will babysit my neighbor's children this weekend. Machine, 机器或机械装置 machine. 跟以前比的话 we can work a lot faster with machines now. Dig, 挖洞或掘土 dig. 土拨鼠会挖地洞钻 they dig holes in the ground. Dragon, 龙 dragon.Dragons 只出现在故事书和电影里。Main, 主要的、最重要的。Main, 例如到别的国家入境过海关的时候，或许会被问 What is the main purpose of your visit? Character, 故事里的角色或人物。Character, 例如 Who is your favorite character in the Disney movies?And now, let's go see Pam and Jack at the bookstore.
Conversation A.
Oh, hi, Jack. Can I help you with anything?
Maybe. I'm babysitting my nephew tonight, and he loves stories.
So you want to buy a book for him, right?
No.He likes it better when I make up stories.
Oh, my nephew loves stories I make up too. So why are you looking at books?
I'm looking at children's books so I can get some ideas.
Hello again, friends. My name is Tom and I'm here with Amy.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here. I hope you are ready to learn some more.
I hope so, too. Now, in conversation A, Jack and Pam are in the bookstore, and Jack is looking at children's books so he can get some ideas. Well, at the beginning of the conversation, Pam says, Can I help you with anything? How can Pam help Jack?
Well, Jack is looking for some children's books.Why? Because he is babysitting his nephew tonight, and he needs some ideas to tell stories to.
So he needs some ideas to help him tell his nephew some cool stories. Well, let's look at our key word here. The word is babysit.
Babysit.
Babysit. Jack is babysitting his nephew.That means his nephew's parents are away. His nephew's parents are not at home, so Jack is babysitting. Jack is helping to take care of his nephews. Let's use this key word in another sentence. I like to babysit children. They are fun to play with.
They sure are. Let's use it in another sentence.He babysits babies because he likes to take care of babies.
Amy, do you babysit anyone or have you ever babysat anyone?
Sure, I like to babysit. Children and babies are cute and they're fun to play with. Ah, we also find today's Find It question and answer. What's the question?What does Jack's nephew like better?
What does Jack's nephew like better? He likes it better when Jack makes up stories. Hey, that's also a super sentence today. He likes it better when I make up stories. How else can you use this kind of sentence?
Okay. I like it better when I can sleep alone.Earlier at night.
Really? I like it better when I can sleep in late in the morning.
Well, then let's just review our key word. The word is babysit. Babysit. Lindsay will babysit Brad and Grace's children tonight while they go on a date.
Nice, Lindsay. Well, I hope you have fun babysitting. I'm sure Lindsay is a great babysitter. Well, right now it's time to go and learn more in Conversation B.
Conversation B.
Do you ever ask your nephew what kind of story he wants?
Sometimes. Micah loves machines. If it can dig or carry things, then it's in the story.
Interesting. My nephew likes stories about animals.
What is his favorite animal?
Any animal. But I usually have to include at least one dragon in every story.
Dragons would make a story exciting. My stories are pretty boring.
Hi, friends. Well, we learned what Micah loves to listen to. He loves stories about dragons and machines. And so Jack is a little nervous. He doesn't think his stories are interesting. In fact, he thinks his stories are boring. I don't know.
I don't think they're very boring, but maybe he could use a little bit of help. So Pam is trying to help him. And we do know that if you want to tell a story, you need to find out what the other person likes. Micah likes to hear about machines. Well, friends, here is our key word. It is machine.
Machine.
Machine. Now, a machine is something that you use, and maybe there are different parts to it. A machine is something like a computer or an airplane. There are many different kinds of machines around, especially today.
That's true. I use my cell phone every day. That's a machine.
Yes, that is a kind of machine. Well, what kind of machines do you use every day, friends? Jack says, if something can dig or carry things, then it's in the story. So I guess Micah likes to dig and do things like that. Well, friends, let's look at this key word, dig.
Dig.
Dig. When you dig something, you are using something to take some dirt or sand out. You are digging in the ground. But you can also dig in other ways. Let's use it like this. I like to play and dig in the snow.
And be careful, friends. The present tense is dig. When you're talking about past tense is dug.
How do you spell that?
D-U-G.
All right, so you can dig something, or you can say, yesterday I dug a hole. And of course, Pam says, I usually have to include at least one dragon in every story. Some people like stories about dragons, and let's say that key word together, dragon.
Dragon.
Dragon. A dragon is not a real thing, but it's a kind of animal that looks like a big snake with legs. A dragon. They're not real, but they are in stories.
Okay. Why don't we review our key words? The first word is machine. Machine. This machine is used to move snow off the roads.
Dig. Dig. Nice job. The children like to dig in the sand at the beach.
Dragon. Dragon. Dragons are not real animals. They are only in stories. Well, good job, friends. We have an Inspector E. So why don't we take a look?
Inspector English.
Hello, everyone. I'm Inspector E.
And I'm Dr. English. Inspector, may I ask you a question?
Of course. What is it?
What makes someone a good teacher?
Well, a good teacher should be smart.
Okay. What else?
Well, a good teacher should be patient.
That's true. Anything else?
Yes. Good teachers should make something hard sound easy.
Interesting. Well, you know what, Inspector?
What?
You are a good teacher.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Would you teach us something right now?
Sure.
Dragons would make a story exciting. Dragons would make a story exciting. Dragons would make a story exciting.
That's very true. Dragons would make a story exciting. What do you think, Inspector?
I agree. You know, this word make has many different meanings.
It does. We use this word make in many different ways. We can make dinner, make money, make time. But what does make mean in our sentence?
Well, in this sentence, after the word make, we see a noun and then an adjective. Usually, when we see this kind of sentence pattern, we can guess that the word make means to cause something.
Ah, so dragons make a story exciting. This means a story becomes exciting when it has dragons in it.
Let's look at another example. The rain makes the grass wet.
Ah, so here it means that the grass becomes wet after the rain. The rain causes the grass to be wet.
We can also say games make a party fun. Games cause a party to be fun.
Studying English makes you smarter, so we're glad that you are studying English with us.
That's right. Make sure you practice what you've learned today. And remember, if you have a question,
we have an answer. This is Dr. English
and Inspector E saying
goodbye.
Conversation C.
You may think your stories are boring, but I'm sure Micah likes them.
Thanks, Pam. So, how do you think of your stories?
Sometimes I tell Johnny stories about things we did that day. I always make him the main character.
I bet he likes that. But what if you didn't do anything exciting that day?
That's when I put in a dragon.
Well, I'm sure Jack's stories will be great, especially if he uses a dragon in his stories. Well, Pam tells him that when she tells stories to little Johnny, she likes to make him the main character in these stories. These are two key words. The first key word is main.
Main.
Main. Now, the main something is the most important something, or it's the one that you see most often. So in a story, the main character is the most important character.
Good point. For example, if Tom works at the main theater, the theater is the biggest theater in this mall.
That's right. It's not only the biggest theater in this mall, it's the only theater in this mall, but it's the biggest theater in this city. It is the main theater. Now, Main Street is a big street, and a lot of cars go down Main Street.
Now, let's look at our next key word. The word is character.
Character.
Character. A character is a person in a story. Now, who is your favorite cartoon character?
That's a good question. My favorite cartoon character? Well, I like Mickey Mouse, and I like Donald Duck, but I think that Goofy is actually my favorite cartoon character. I like to watch movies or cartoons with Goofy. Who is your favorite cartoon character?
I would say Superman.
Superman? I guess he was a cartoon character, but he's also a character in real movies.
That's true. I like Superman and all kinds of heroes. They're fun to watch. Well, let's review our key words. The first word is main. Main. Students are the main customers at this coffee shop.
And character. Character. I like the character of Nancy in this book. She is very smart. Well, friends, it's time for us to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Hello, 欢迎再度光临 Information Desk. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Christina. 大家好。今天 Pam 和 Jack 在讨论怎么讲故事给小朋友听。Jack 的侄子喜欢听他自己编的故事哦。
对啊， Jack 说 He likes it better when I make up stories.
He likes it better when I make up stories. 奇怪耶， make up 不是化妆或是装扮的意思吗？那 make up stories 是什么意思啊？
Make up 除了是化妆的意思之外，还有另外一个意思，就是编造、虚构的意思。所以 make up stories 就是编造故事。类似的用法还有 make up an excuse, 编借口。如果要假造一份履历表的话，就是 to make up a resume。那编一个假的名字，就是 to make up a name。这些都是类似的用法。
所以 make up 也有编造虚构的意思。嗯，我了解了。可是 Jack 说 ,he likes it when I make up stories。这里的 it 是什么啊？我觉得这个句子比较怪。
其实这里的 it, 它指的是自编故事这整件事。在中文里我们没有这种说法，所以对我们来说比较抽象一点，比较难了解。不过它的诀窍就是记得它的句型 ,he likes it better when 怎么样就可以了。
好，那我要来造句子试试看。比如他比较喜欢看你笑，就说 ,he likes it better when you smile。
嗯，很好。He likes it better when you smile. 或者是如果他觉得汤还是热的时候比较好喝，就可以说 She likes it better when the soup is hot.
好像也不难嘛。后来 Pam 说他编故事给外甥听的时候，故事里头至少都要一只恐龙才可以哦。I usually have to include at least one dragon in every story. At least 就是至少，对不对？
嗯。
那有 at most 吗？
Yeah, of course. At most 就是至多，不超过的意思。比如我猜这本书至少要20块。This book costs at least $20. 至多的话可以说 We can put at most 5 cups in this box. 所以这个箱子里最多可以放5个杯子。不过这个 at least 或者是 at most 也常常出现在句尾哦。你也可以说 This book costs $20 at least.
I see. Thank you, Christina.
And thank you for joining us today. I think it's time to say goodbye.
Bye.
That's a good story.
That's a good story.
是个好故事。
That's the end of the story.
That is a good story.
Yes, it's very funny.
It sure is. That's a good story.
Yes, it's very interesting too.
It sure is. That's a good story. Where did you hear it?
From you.
Oh, that's why it's a good story.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
That's a good story.
是个好故事。
It's time for the question of the day. And here's the question. Do you ever make up stories? Why or why not? Do you ever make up stories? Why or why not? Let's ask Tom, this question. What about it, Tom? Do you make up stories?
Well, one time I had to give a speech in front of 1 million people. And in the speech, I had to make up a story. And it was such a good story that everyone loved it. And I became famous and everyone wanted my autograph.
Tom, is that true or are you making it up?
Well, that's a good question. Okay, I was making up that story, but it's fun to make up stories, right?
So now we know your answer. Yes, you do make up stories because it's fun. What's your answer? Please tell us, and we'll see you next time on Let's Talk in English at
the Mall.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, the same thing happened.